I says, if you don't write it down black on white, it don't do no good. Well, he wouldn't do it. So I said, he had just about a month ago put our little checking account into my name and his name. Good thing. So I had worked in the bank myself, and I knew the routine of it. When a person dies, their name is put on the president's desk and the account is snowed down. They won't let nobody get any of it. So I got myself over there for 9 o'clock and I got to count, I drew out the money. I knew the president and he said, Mr. very sick and I need some money. Should I draw it all out or just bring a part? He says, I ain't telling you what to do, but he said, I'd draw every cent out. So I did. I went on home and about 11:30, the undertaker up there called up and he was very abrupt. He said, you Mrs. I said, yeah. He says, your husband passed away. What do we do with the body? I says, are you the owner of the establishment? He said, yes, ma'am. I says, well, you're very crude in notifying a widow. I said, that ain't nice a bit what you said. And I said, do you know and several big shots down here, undertakers? He said, no, he didn't know me, Rod, and he didn't know and they all prominent mortuary people. I said, I'm sure you know. Oh yeah, and they knew. I said, well, you send the body down to. What kind of coffin, what kind of shroud? I said, you put them in a wooden box and send them down here. I'll have it tended to when I get down here. I said, you want to, you know, he charged $300 to send the body down. So Mr. was living then, and I knew him well, and he said, we'll put it on your bill, Mr. Don't worry about it. We'll accept the body. So he had a brand new suit, and he wouldn't wear it up there, so I brought the suit to and he dressed him up nice. And he said, you want the brown suit back? I said, no, sir. Throw it away. As you know, we got to slit it up the back on corpse, cut it so they can get it on a person, you know, dresses too. So up the back, open. I said, do what you generally do. I said, it's all right. I don't want no brown suit or nothing. I said, I have enough trouble without that. So they buried him. And he was buried on the day Kennedy was killed. You know what a day that was everywhere. Down here, we had a terrible storm. It got night at 3 o'clock in the evening. And we went out to the cemetery and was pouring down raining. So it was 7 o'clock before I got home. In the meantime, was calling up and said, what happened to you? I said, well, you know, the weather's bad. And we had to bring 2 or 3 people home. They all got in the car with me and you bring them home afterwards. And I said, along the highway, there was 2 or 3 accidents and you have a wonderful driver. I said, he took care of us. Well, he said, I'm glad to hear that. I said, I'm home and all right now. But it took that long to get home. So that was nice of them to do that. They're very conscientious down here, most business people, you know, they really help you. We got a nice southern city. Well, that's the end of, and I stayed a widow, and the little cash, he belonged to 2 or 3 Cubs. I got that money and lived on it. And
what Cubs did he belong to?
Well, he belonged to the Maccabees. I call them Cubs, but the organizations. And he had been a public service car driver, you know, like the motorman. And he kept that up, got $600 from them. I got some money, I don't know, I think about $600 from Maccabees. And then he belonged to the Carpenters Union. He paid in that. I got about $1,500, which wasn't a fortune, but it helped for a while.
Yeah.
And I had some Metropolitan insurance policies. I cashed them all in. I said, I don't need insurance no more now. So I had enough to keep me by being careful 2 years. Then I got his Social Security, which wasn't much. See, I worked at the bank and they had retirement. I didn't get no Social Security. So being a businesswoman, I could manage. You see, I knew how to go about things, which thank God I got along and the Lord helped me.